committed suicide here. And I believe, you correct me, it's May 8th, 1943. We'll see on the description. Anya Levitch committed suicide. All those here, they refused to give up to the Nazis, and they died here. And there, this is the memorial to Anya Levitch, right here. This is where Mila 18 was. This is artificial. Everything here was rubble after the war. Everything you see here was built after the war. This mound was raised here to this height to show you how high the rubble was. This was the whole ghetto area, was this height. All of it was rubble.
Immediately following the destruction of the...
Yeah, in any event, this is the level of all of this that was once here, as far as the rubble was concerned. All this was cleared away. They redid the streets, they laid out the streets again, and they rebuilt Warsaw. Warsaw was the city that was more bombed in World War II than any other city. It's not just the Jewish part of Warsaw. Warsaw suffered terribly at the hands of all the forces. And the whole Warsaw is essentially a new city. It's not the, even the old town of Warsaw, what's called the old section of Warsaw, was constructed after World War II.
Did they follow?
This is one of them. This was the SS command. This is it where it was, right here in the ghetto. This is the SS command.
This is the actual building?
Actual building, right here. This is it. Across the street, I'm not going to stop. You want to take pictures of it? This was the Jewish ghetto hospital. Jewish hospital in the ghetto. That's the actual building still standing. Plots. There were railroad tracks here. The railroad went from here to Treblinka, where we were earlier today. This is where the Jews were called. Sometimes the call came from members of the Judenrat. Sometimes they came, the Nazis themselves brought cartloads of people here. When you were called, you had to appear here. You were told you were being resettled. You were put onto the cattle cars. You were taken to Treblinka. This is the last place where Jews left comfortably. Some sense, the ghetto. From here, ultimately, the entire ghetto was emptied. There were 430,000 people, all of them sent to their deaths, almost all of them. This, no, that's not the actual structure. This is a memorial on the place where it was. There's no railroad tracks here anymore. And for all those who died and their relatives, this is a place where they can come to. The memorial takes the form of, this represents a palace. You may not think so, but it's a black stripe on a white marble. It's a kind of Jewish symbol, a stripe being like the palace. And there's no way they were going to put on 450,000 names of Jews who were killed, so they picked out arbitrarily, according to the Aleph-Bays, you look on the wall here, approximately 400 names of Jews who were taken and killed. They represent the 400,000 or so that were put to death. This is where Janusz Korczak came. Somebody asked me about Janusz Korczak. Janusz Korczak was a physician. He was the head of an orphanage. That orphanage is standing. It's one of the buildings that's still standing. It's not very far from here, but there's nothing special to see there. The building is standing. He was head of an orphanage. All the orphans were called, some 250 orphans. He dressed them. He was not called. He didn't have to come, but he was their leader. He came with the orphans, and he went into the car, the cattle cars with them, and he met his death in Treblinka, and there was a memorial in Treblinka to him. That was Janusz Korczak, and we're going to see a beautiful memorial to him in the cemetery, if we make it, in another 5 minutes. In any event, Janusz Korczak came here, went with the children, held their hands, and he dressed them, he told them to take books with them, that he was going to read stories to them in the forest. He calmed them down, knowing full well, by that time, what was going to happen. But he went with them, and that's how he met his death. That is a Jewish martyr.
Why would he have to go? He's Jewish.
No, he wasn't. When you were called, there were hundreds of thousands of people in the ghetto. You were called and told you had to come, you came. Otherwise, you didn't come. He came voluntarily, and he wasn't the only person that did that, but he came voluntarily, and he went with his orphans to his death.
Where was he born?
He was born in Lodz. And Janusz Korczak was his pen name. It wasn't his real name.
His name was Goldschmidt.
We'll see more about him when we get to the cemetery. There's a beautiful memorial, a sculpture in memory of Janusz Korczak. There's much more that I would say if I had the time, but we don't have the time. Please, let's get right into the taxis.